What time is it in Argentina? A minute ago, that was the most important question in the whole world to me. Now it's not so important because I know that it's 3 hours behind us here in Ireland. And as I walk down Church Hill outside in the fresh air for the first time in over 48 hours, having had a shower for the first time in 54 hours, I'm now aware I've learned something new. And I've never been to Argentina. I don't imagine you're much interested in what time it is in Argentina. If you were, it would be a weird coincidence, wouldn't it? I met a guy this morning online at Toastmasters. And very close to the end of the entire meeting, which took place in several different forms. Formal and informal. Prepared and impromptu. Right at the very end, I said to him, "By the way, where are you, George? Where do you live?" He said something to me about where he is right now. And I think I said to him, "But where do you live?" That's why I wanted to know. He said Argentina. And I thought, "Oh yeah, thanks." And then I would have forgotten about it if I hadn't remembered it. Of course I've been thinking about Argentina over recent months. Of course I've been admiring the fact that they won the World Cup. Of course I have been glad that I was able to predict that they would get at least close to winning it. Perhaps even winning it, though I think I thought France might win. I don't know much about Argentina. None of my grandchildren were born there. And one of my grandchildren was born in Brazil, which is apropos of nothing, except to keep the flow of conversation going. Argentina opened a door and released me from the prison in which I said to myself, "Look, I've got nothing to talk about. There's no point in doing another podcast episode." I've done one recently about New Zealand. Well, actually, about a particular person in New Zealand, their current Prime Minister. But New Zealand came up again this morning. At this Toastmasters meeting, my friend Toby, who lives in Wellington, was there. And I very cheekily said to him, "Toby, is there any chance you'd listen to a podcast episode I've recorded about New Zealand?" I don't think I even told him it was about politics. And I've never done that before, asked him to listen to a podcast episode. And I don't really know. And I didn't have any clarity at the time about what I want him to do. I just wanted the episode to reach New Zealand. And since I don't have any regular listeners in New Zealand, as far as I know, I thought, well, the only way to get the episode to New Zealand is by making contact with somebody who lives there. The crazy thing is that I know 5 people who live in New Zealand, and he's the first one. He's a writer, among other things. What I mean by that is that he writes frequently, and he writes both prose and poetry. And I'm a strong believer that it's important to support writers, even if their work is never going to get published, to do a tiny little bit of nudging to encourage them to keep it up. I think I'd like, probably a projection really, I think I'd like somebody to nudge me to keep it up. After all, I've got a collection of poetry I've been talking about knocking into a publication. I've been talking about it for at least 5 years. Isn't it almost a crazy thing to think that the only piece of your work that is available in public was written in 2011, perhaps 10. And even though it's in the Kindle store, and even though you're very, very pleased that you wrote it and, you know, quite prepared to stand over it, even though it needs editing, and even though if I go to my grave and say, "Paul, you wrote one thing in your life," I won't be ashamed of the fact. You shared one thing in your life that people can buy. I won't be ashamed. It will have been enough. Of course, it's one thing to write. It's another thing to publish. But it's a whole different world for somebody to buy and read your work. Well, it's a whole different world if somebody simply buys it. I don't think it, for me, it doesn't particularly matter if I get the money. What matters is that the person parts with the money in exchange for the piece of writing. But then, the pièce de résistance, the absolutely gold standard, is if the writing means something to the person so that they change something about their own life, their thinking, their feelings, their influence on others, well, simply their behaviour. Okay. Hi. That's what you do in Ireland. Somebody passes you on the road and you nod You say hi. You might even say a few more words if they have a dog, but I haven't got a dog today. I better be careful I don't walk too far. I'm beginning to feel a bit delicate. I've had gastric flu. That's winter vomiting bug or a form of gastroenteritis. I think I might have said earlier I haven't been out in fresh air for days. And I'm kind of guessing I shouldn't overdo it. So I think I'm going to stop walking forward and do something I seldom do, which is walk backwards, or rather turn around and walk back the way I came. Just got a slight feeling that my stomach isn't 100%, and of course it isn't. It's got no food in it. I did actually swallow a few bits of rubbish. One Dairy Milk chocolate. One dark chocolate coated nut. And the worst of all, three slices of very sumptuous carrot cake. I mean, all sugar. All sugar. I also ate some olives, green olives. I love olives, but it probably wasn't a good idea to eat olives and immediately follow it by putting carrot cake down on top of it. What do you think? I had one small piece of lettuce, cos lettuce. I had actually the equivalent of one big glass of white wine. I had a sip out of a glass of red wine, and I couldn't bear to drink any more of it. I thought white wine would be harmless. And now I'm caught in a headlight. So tell them about food, Paul. Tell them about drink. More accurately, talk about these things and kind of get them out of your system, because I'm not feeling well now. So this is not a deliberately set up drama. I've been enthralled, I suppose, by a drama, a 5-series drama on Netflix called Money Heist. And I've been so hooked by it. First of all, I spent way too long watching it yesterday while lying in bed. But secondly, I've even read the Wikipedia entry for who on earth has written this, whose idea was it that Spain should have such a good, call it a thriller. Robbery, all about robberies. Such plotting thrilled me, I have to say. Anyway, there's no point. There's nothing worse than, you know, telling you that I've seen something great and you don't know what I'm talking about. It's about robberies in Spain. I suppose it isn't breaking anything confidential to say that the whole series, the five of them, deal with two almost unimaginable robberies. And I'm not going to tell you if either of them succeeded or not. I'm captivated. And the show as a whole has gone on to spawn a follow-up based in Korea. So as a junkie, late last night, I couldn't resist going into Netflix and looking up to see if the Korean version was available. And it is. I don't know how I got onto this topic. I've always been somebody for series. Somebody at one stage for long books, or films with intermissions, long plays, big drama. Like, I'd be one for films like The Godfather. Not that there are many films like The Godfather, but one part one, part two, part three. I was even very attracted by Star Wars. I don't know, part 1 to 8 or something. I didn't watch them all. But I did watch all of The West Wing. And I did watch all of, oh, the one about drugs, crystal meth and all that. W.W. Walter. Walter who? Walter somebody. He was a teacher. The drugs one. What's it called? Oh dear, isn't it terrible? Anyway, that one that some people didn't like at all and some people thought was the best thing ever done on television. I think it had a huge number of episodes, and I also watched all of 24. I suppose some of you might be similar series junkies. I used to watch almost no television, but over the last 3 or 4 months, I've even been watching football. Association football, English Premier League. You just never watch that. I'm still feeling worse with every step. Well, that's drama. I'm not, but I'm just not feeling great. And now I'm facing walking back up the steep hill I came down. Isn't that the problem? If you walk down a hill from a place where you live, you have to find a way of getting back up that hill. You can't just keep going downhill all your life. Remember when you used to be able to hitchhike? People would stop and give you a lift. Why don't we, I mean to include myself in this, you and I and everybody we know, why don't we pick up hitchhikers? Maybe we've all taken to only one form of hitchhiker. That's a hitchhiker in the galaxy. All the best. If you were here, I'd offer you a coffee, but I couldn't drink it myself.